It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here, your PEDcast host, recording in beautiful Studio 1E in Charlotte, North Carolina. From the diapers to the diploma, we take it on here at DocSmo.com. When our kids are sick and we take them to the doctor, we expect a nice, concrete, and presumably treatable diagnosis. It usually takes the form of some medical jargon that leads to a medication or surgery or some intervention meant to provide relief. While this may seem logical, giving a label to a set of symptoms or an abnormal test may not only be useless and not improve the child's quality of life, but also actually be harmful at times. This phenomena, known as overdiagnosis, seems to be becoming more common in the era of expert panel recommended healthcare, template-driven healthcare, and mass health screenings. Screenings are designed to identify children with a condition that needs treatment that will result in benefit to the child's health and well-being, not just to identify those children with a certain condition. It is that benefit that is often absent. Experts are beginning to feel that overdiagnosis is a problem, even for children. A recent article in the journal Pediatrics illustrated this point when the authors analyzed a study designed to discover a type of brain tumor called neuroblastoma that happens in children, and they used a urine test in babies with the hope of providing an early detection and treatment. The results indicated that a positive test for neuroblastoma and early treatment didn't change the overall mortality rate for this condition. This must mean that either the treatment provided was ineffective or possibly the disease potential of the tumor that was being diagnosed was being overdiagnosed and not biologically meaningful. And take ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, for instance. I see children monthly who have positive scores on the standard measures of attention, impulsiveness, and hyperactivity, whose learning does not seem to be impaired in the classroom. Overdiagnosis, perhaps? Or children who have a positive blood test for food allergy that have never had a serious food reaction that has made them sick. Overdiagnosis again, perhaps? Now, if you've ever lived with a child who had a food allergy diagnosis, you know just how disruptive this diagnosis can be to a child's life. So getting the diagnosis right is really important. Overdiagnosis can be very harmful to children. So why has this become such a problem? Aren't detecting illnesses like cancer good for people, especially children? If a doctor can detect any sort of abnormality, why not treat it? The answer is lack of benefit for the child. Not every single abnormal screening test or laboratory test will lead to disease, disability, or even death. The researchers mentioned previously discovered that even some cancers like neuroblastoma don't always make children sick, and detecting and treating them may actually be harmful to the child. I was reminded of this fact forcefully by a mother of a now 16-year-old child who, because of an abnormal newborn screening test 16 years ago, was diagnosed with a potentially life-threatening metabolic disorder called acyl carnitine deficiency. She was followed by experts at big medical centers and given the standard treatment for this condition for many, many years. Mom reminded me that her treatment cost the family about $100,000 and was very disruptive to their family. Now, in the rearview mirror of time, her doctors agree that she has a benign genetic variant of acyl carnitine deficiency and never needed any treatment at all. Unfortunately, our healthcare system, with the best of intentions, directly supported overdiagnosis in her case. This need to detect everything under the sun can lead to tremendous waste. Some believe that unnecessary procedures and testing may equal almost 50% of all expenditures in the healthcare system in the United States. Now, to resolve this problem, doctors may stay true to the adage of do no harm. We have to learn how to distinguish useful diagnosis from useless and potentially dangerous overdiagnosis. Well, if you enjoy learning about what's new in the world of child health, take a minute and send in a comment to iTunes, Facebook, or to my blog, www.docsmo.com. Speak out. Let people hear what you have to say. And while you're at my blog, go ahead and subscribe, and I will send you an email notice of my latest weekly content. I promise, if you do subscribe, I'll make you one of the best-informed parents in the room. Any room. Well, this is Doc Smo, with the help of Dr. Norman Spencer, hoping that your child's doctor need to be pretty sure that his or her treatment will lead to a cure. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.